Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a.
Welcome.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does God lead a boy born in Puerto Rico to grow up in Palolo Valley before sending him to Santa Clarita, California, and Chicago, Illinois, for schooling, then to bring him back to Hawaii for a career in teaching and pastoring? This is the story of Pastor Billy Hopper. We pause to remind you at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, that the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to the Lord Jesus, for you to know the one who loves you, no matter what you're going through, what you're facing, that there is always hope in Jesus, who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. Today, we believe that the living Christ is calling you to himself, and it's our prayer that you would open your heart and receive him as your Savior and Lord. And if you know the Lord, well, we believe you're going to be encouraged today by Pastor Billy Hopper, his story, his background, his experiences will inspire you. Pastor Billy Hopper is a pastor of Honolulu Bible Church, following his father's footsteps. He studied at Master's University before graduating from Moody Bible Institute. Billy and his wife Karen have been married for nearly 25 years, and they have 4 children and a puppy. Pastor Billy, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. Good to be here.
Pastor, I mentioned a little bit, but tell us, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Palolo Valley, and my father was a missionary in the Philippines for about 20 years, and then his mission board sent him to Puerto Rico, so that's why I was born there. But we left Puerto Rico before I was 3 years old. So my growing up is really Palolo Valley.
What was it like? You think about Palolo Valley when you were growing up. What do you recollect in a special way?
Oh man, I lived in the front part of Palolo Valley, and went to Aliolani Elementary and played baseball up at the park, Palolo Park, and just got to know the neighborhood, and I really appreciated Palolo Valley. I love Palolo Valley, and would always want to come back. So when I went away to college, I always wanted to come back and live in Hawaii.
So you ended up doing that, but I don't want to jump there too quickly. Billy, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Growing up was positively my father, who was pastoring the church, and I had some other men in the church who really invested in my life. We had a Sunday school teacher. His name was Chris Larson. And he loved me and a couple of my friends. He taught us how to surf and just really invested time. And today, he's still a part of the church, still part of my life. And he really made a big impact on growing up.
What kind of things, surfing, what kind of things do you remember, Chris Larson? Or you mentioned your father, what that they would say or do with you.
Yeah, for my dad, it was always, baseball games. He was one of the few parents that was always there. Same with high school sports. He would always show up at the games and cheer us on. My dad was very supportive of letting me participate in all of these different activities, even surfing. You know, Chris Larson was the one that got us all interested, me and my friends all interested in surfing. And my dad was the kind that he would go drop me off on a Saturday at Alamona Beach Park and leave me there all day and then pick me up in the afternoon. This is before, you know, cell phones and all of that. So he would just trust that we would be okay. He'd just drop us off and we would surf all day and pick us up in the evening.
Your spiritual life, Billy, when do you recall coming to faith in Christ?
So we used to have these missionaries come. This is back in the 70s. We used to have these missionaries come from the mainland and do five-day clubs, they were called. They would go up into Palolo housing and set up a little, like a little storytelling, games, refreshments kind of thing. And as a little kid, I would just tag along with these guys, and we'd go up into the housing and we'd listen to these Bible stories. And one day I said, you know, I want to have Jesus in my life. I want to have Jesus in my heart. And of course, those young missionaries, they took me back to my dad. They said, this is something for your dad to do. And so I went to back to the church, went into his office, and there we kneeled together. And that's the time that I remember asking Jesus into my heart. And it was just a very special time.
How old were you?
I was 4 years old. Even a child can understand the simplicity of the gospel.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just thinking, your dad, and we talked just before we started taping the show, your dad recently went home to be with the Lord, but not until living, 102 years, Billy?
He died 1 week short of 102.
1 week short of
and
102.
Served the Lord to the very end.
What was he doing? When you say to the very end, tell us more. What do you mean by that?
Well, after my dad retired from Honolulu Bible Church in 1989, he went back to the mission field. He started in Thailand and worked with a prison ministry in Thailand for a couple of years. But because his background had been 20 years in the Philippines, and now he's from Illinois. He's Caucasian as can be. But he learned the language of Cebuano very fluently. And so his pull was always to go back to the Philippines. So in the early 90s, he went back to the Philippines and helped establish Leyte Baptist Seminary. And he was there most of the year. He and my mom is Filipino. She's from Bacolod, that area, southern part of the Philippines. But they spent most of their time in the Philippines, and they would come back to Hawaii once in a while, doctor's appointments, things like that, as they were getting older. But their hearts were there. Mm-hmm. Their ministry was there. And at 100 years old, well, actually at 99, my dad said, okay, last time to the Philippines. And then 100, he said, okay, last time to the Philippines. And then 101, he said, okay, just one more time. Wow. And at 101, he went to the Philippines in February of 2020. COVID hit. They were stuck there until June. But it was a blessing of God to allow him all of that time to minister with the people that he loved, and they loved him. And so it was a wonderful time. Then he and my mom came back in June. And there was some progressive things that with his health that were difficult, congestive heart failure. But he was always, to the very end, like you said, you were asking, right? To the very end, he did a weekly email to all his supporters. So here's a 101-year-old guy who can barely see. He has a 27-inch TV with the computer type as big as it can go. And he's typing away to the people to encourage them in the Lord.
Sharing stories of what the Lord is doing. I mean, Billy, 100 years of life. And then to think of the influence that he's had on you throughout your life as your father and as a mentor. It's just inspiring. It's incredible. And I'm grateful that we have this opportunity to hear that from you. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Pastor Billy Hopper. You heard about his father, just short of 102, still doing ministry. When we come back from our break, more from him. Pastor Billy has been the pastor of Honolulu Bible Church since 2008. But it wasn't before, it wasn't until he had gotten some experience at his alma mater teaching. Actually started as a substitute teacher, then became a full teacher. In fact, I think he thought he was going to do that for the rest of his life, but things changed. Stay with us. You'll hear how that happened when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So Pastor Billy Hopper was born in Puerto Rico. His parents were missionaries there. And then he moved to Hawaii when he was three, raised in Palolo Valley, attended Honolulu Bible Church, where his father was the pastor. He graduated from Hanalani Schools, a Christian school in Mililani, and went to study at Masters University, then graduated from Moody Bible Institute. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Lani Ka'a. We're talking about Honolulu Bible Church. You can find out more about them at honolulubiblechurch.org. And if you're tuning in right now, and we caught the tail end of that last segment, you can get this program in its entirety as a free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pastor Billy, what difference would you say your relationship with Jesus has made in your life?
It's an absolute change from the ways of the world. I mean, if you consider what life would be without Christ, it would be chasing after, well, it's what the book of Ecclesiastes calls chasing after the wind, right? We chase after things that are temporary. And that's, you know, that's easy to do anywhere you live, but especially in Hawaii, there's so many things that we, like, you know, we want to live the good life, right? And Hawaii offers that. But really, without Christ, it's temporary. It's passing. And you can never find that greatest fulfillment that your heart desires unless you come to Christ.
You know, when you say these things, especially living, growing up in Hawaii, so when you talk about the good life, you know what that is, you know what the pull is. How did these things become clear to you over the years, the difference in these values?
You know, I grew up in a Christian home, went to a Christian school, and I was ready for a change. And I wanted to go to the mainland for college. And I had a couple of different choices. And I ended up at the Masters, then it was called the Masters College, now called the Masters University. But I ended up there. And that was a huge turning point in my Christian life as a young adult. Because now it was not under my parents' roof. And I was making decisions on my own. And I'm a huge fan of putting myself in that environment and maybe putting our kids as well. Our kids are looking at colleges. We have one daughter in college. But putting them in an environment where Christ is glorified and lifted up. I mean, that can happen anywhere because Christ, He keeps his sheep and he gives us perseverance and he preserves us. But for me, it was, man, I'm so glad that when I went to college, I had Christian friends who showed me a different aspect of Christianity. And what I mean by that is it was away from the home and as young adults making those choices that are glorifying to God. And the satisfaction that brings to the soul, not just temporal body, you know, experiences, but pleasing the Lord and enjoying His creation, His world.
When did you meet Karen?
So I graduated from college from Moody Bible Institute in 1991, and I moved home, and I started teaching at Hanalani, where I had graduated from a few years before. But I was there for a year, and then the next year, Karen came to teach at Hanalani. So we were both teachers at Hanalani, and that's where we met.
So how did the Lord call you, Billy, from teaching at Hanalani? Because it sounds like you enjoyed teaching there, maybe even settling there as a career.
Yeah, I absolutely loved teaching at Hanalani. And then I became the principal. I did that for about 5 years. And, you know, I would sit back and think, you know, by that time we had a couple of kids and living in Mililani, close to the school. I was thinking, you know what, this is good. I'm the principal of this school, and this is a good place to be. I enjoy the ministry there. And I figured that was it. This is what I'm going to do. And then in February of 2008, Pastor Robert Field, who was pastoring Honolulu Bible Church, who took the pastorate after my dad retired, but Pastor Robert Field had come in, and he was my pastor. I was attending church there. And he had been going back and forth to the mainland because his father had been ill. And then his father passed away in 2008. And he had a mother and some aunts that he felt he needed to take care of. So he called me into his office, and I had no clue that anything like this life-changing was going to happen. But he called me into his office and said, "Billy, I'm moving back to Canada." And that was a shock to me. I was like, "What? Wait a second. This is the church." But what he said next was even more shocking, because he said, would you become the pastor of Honolulu Bible Church? And I was never that guy that, you know, I felt called to the ministry since I was 5 years old. I was never that person. And so when he asked that, I said, I gotta think about it. I gotta pray about it. And probably left him hanging for a little bit. My dad was in Thailand at the time, so that was my first call, and trying to call him in Thailand was a chore, but, you know, I was able to get a hold of him. And here's what he said. He said, "Mom and I have been praying about that for years." And I said, "What? How come you didn't tell me?" I had no idea that they wanted that to take place, and that they were praying about it. I had no call, you know, other than I'd filled the pulpit a few times when the pastor was traveling, but I really had no call to full-time pastoring. But that helped confirm. And then there were a few other people that I spoke to, friends that I trusted immensely. And it was confirmed through the calling, outward call and the inward call of Christ. You know, he's saying, "Look, you've been preaching, and all the responses, yes, continue." And so after, you know, and of course my wife, she cried when I told her that Pastor Bob was leaving and that he had asked me to pastor. And it was a very pivotal time for us. But it was God's call, and God has blessed.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Billy, such a good, amazing story of both faithfulness and obedience. And it just strikes me as you're speaking that this church, Honolulu Bible Church, has had leadership, amazing leadership, but long-standing leadership, and the Lord has really placed that right person for the season. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of Honolulu? For example, how did your father start there? Did he start the church? And can you tell us a little history about the church?
I'm glad you asked. February 14th is our church anniversary.
Wow.
65 years.
Wow.
And the church started in 1956 in Palolo Valley, and it was just a couple of lay people that, you know, in the 50s, there wasn't a whole lot for churches. And they said, "We need a church in Palolo." So it started on 8th Avenue in Palolo Valley in 1956.
Wow.
And for the next 15 years or so, they had pastors come and go, come and go, come and go. And it didn't have that stability. And the mission board that they were under contacted my father, who was in Puerto Rico. And he said, they said to him, you know, you have a Filipino wife, and that's going to work well with Hawaii and the culture of Hawaii, you know, hapahaoles, right? Mm-hmm. And so they asked him to come. This was the early 1970s.
Wow.
And the church, you know, was kind of it was in need of some resuscitation. And so they asked my dad, who by that time was pretty seasoned. He was already over 50. They asked him to come, and he accepted the call. And so he arrived in 72 and became the pastor of the church. And I'm sure it was an adjustment for everybody. I was too little to know. But within a few years, I believe it was by 1976, the church had grown. So in the 4 years that he was there, the church had grown enough to allow for it to break from the mission board and become a self-supporting church.
That's awesome. You know, you talk about 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, and I don't know who doesn't know about 8th Avenue in Kaimuki. I grew up on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, and I remember the church.
So it's 8th and Hardesty.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a wonderful place, and I remember the church. I remember driving by it all the time, and what a perfect location just to bring in the community. And so, you know, I want to talk a little bit more about the church when we come back. We're going to take a break real quick, Pastor Billy. But tell us some more when we come back about the church, its growth, and maybe a little bit more about the future of the church, what your plans, what the Lord's plans are that you're walking out going forward in this different kind of season of COVID and all the things and challenges, but the blessings that come with it as well. We're with Pastor Billy Hopper, Senior Pastor of Honolulu Bible Church in Kaimuki. Wonderful story of obedience. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries,
a division of Jesus Christ is calling you. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a in studio here with Pastor Danny Yamashiro and our special guest today, Pastor Billy Hopper. Billy Hopper is a senior pastor of Honolulu Bible Church. If you'd like to know more about it, go to www.honolulubiblechurch.org. We've been talking to Pastor Billy about him coming into pastorship. You know, the amazing story, Pastor Billy, is to me that I've heard you talk about is you're going along life in one direction, and all of a sudden the Lord opens the door and says, walk in an absolutely different way. And I believe there's a lot of our audience listening today who maybe the Lord has done the same, and they're in a position to say, is this you, Lord? Really, Lord? What would you advise them?
Right.
What would you advise them? I know I've been in that spot, and you know, when the Lord opens the door, it's hard to shut it. But what would you advise them?
I would first take it to prayer, and then the closest people in your lives, you lay it out before them. You know, if you're married, your spouse, if you're a child, your parents. You know, those are people that speak into our lives. And then also the close friends that we've built over the years, people that we trust and will give us, you know, the true answers. Sometimes we go shopping around for what we want to hear, and that can be detrimental. So it's asking the right people who will give you a glimpse of reality, and they're godly people. Their authority that God has placed in your life. And these are the people to ask and to trust, and ask them to pray for you as well.
You know, in my seasons of making those pivots, major pivots, I've looked back and realized that nothing that happened prior has gone wasted. And so have
true.
You found that?
Very true.
Yeah, talk about stepping out of being a principal and a teacher into pastoring and how that transition was for you.
I can start with the hardest part. The hardest part is you go from an environment with a lot of energy. I mean, the kids are always there. Even as a principal, you don't have as much interaction as a classroom teacher, but anytime you need to be energized, you can go out and talk to the kids and ask them how it's going. And the bell at school, the bell kind of rules your day. You have this schedule planned out and the kids are there. And that's the energy that kind of fuels your day. And then transitioning to the church where it's not structured. You know, you go into the office and, yeah, there are times when people are coming in and you're meeting with them. But our church doesn't have a staff. And so it's usually just me. I'm at the church and I'm studying or I'm making calls or meeting with people. It was a very difficult transition.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the hard part. But the good part, the parts that are really special were because Hanalani is a Christian school, it was going from one ministry to another. And wherever you go, people's struggles and people's joys are the same. And the Bible is so sufficient that whatever the situation, whatever the case, there is always something applicable, a bit of medicine, if you will, from the scriptures that come in and bring healing or bring joy and encouragement.
You do so much mentoring from being a teacher and a principal and now a pastor. There's this thread of mentorship. What inspires you about mentoring?
What inspires me about mentoring? I think it's just seeing that change. You know, we want to make people feel better, right? So we encourage them. But that's not the goal of encouragement. That's part of it, and that's good. But the goal of encouragement is Christ-likeness.
Mm.
And when you start to see that Christ-likeness in others, you know, even though you know your own self, that you fall short and you have your own sins that you're dealing with, but if you understand forgiveness in Christ, and you teach others about the forgiveness they have in Christ and spur them on to Christ-likeness, give them handholds, you know, something that they can hold on to when they're struggling or somewhere they can go, or just even having that voice to speak into their lives, or being able for them to speak what they're going through to somebody else. That's, I think, what motivates mentorship.
You know, I think what you just said is just the gold, is absolutely true. Encouragement must lead to Christ-likeness. You could not have hit it more perfectly on the head. Mentorship, leadership. The sheep that follow, you are leading them to be more like Christ. And all that we do and all that we say to them must do that. And I'm sure, you know, you're a pastor now, you've been a teacher, you're also a father and a husband. How has becoming a pastor and, you know, really grooming all of these mentorship, how has that helped you as a father?
You know, ministry is ministry, and sometimes we see it as a job, and it partly is that too. But when somebody is struggling with something, we say to them, you know, why don't you come in and see me this week, or let's go to lunch this week. Got to do that with our kids. Sometimes we just kind of go with the flow, right?
So good.
But hey, let's sit down and talk about this. You know, my son is 18. Let's go to lunch and talk about this. You know, let's sit down like man to man and see what God has for us in this particular situation. And at times we don't do that. We just kind of parent by default. And I think that can be dangerous.
Yeah, that's such a good word. Just spending more time, you know, in the listening space, in the conversational space. Mm-hmm. So good. How has COVID impacted your work, being a husband, father, pastor? How has that changed?
Well, just like everybody else, there were things that were canceled and a couple of missions trips that were canceled because of COVID. And we had to shut down church for a time. But really one great thing that it did was it brought a unity among the elders and deacons of our church that said, hey, here's a challenge. What are we going to do about it? And when, I believe it was back in May, when the governor said, churches can meet again, it was a Thursday. And we're like, okay, we have 3 days. And I was at a birthday party at the beach, you know, and as soon as I heard that, I was on the phone calling up the elders and deacons saying, hey, what can we do? Let's get it back open, because this is what church is. We need that life-touching life. We need that fellowship. We need to encourage each other face-to-face, you know, if we can. And it really came together. We had to make changes in the way, you know, praise the Lord, we have our own building, and that's another story, but praise the Lord, we have a building, and we were able to close off, you know, so we could social distance, and we were able to put things in place that we could still meet. We had to go to two services instead of one, that so that people could spread out. Mm. You know, these are things that had to be made, like, instantly, and just thankful for the help that I have at the church to move forward when we have challenges like this.
Pastor Billy, when you hear the words, let us worship the Lord together, What does that mean to you?
You know, one thing that we do at our church is we do responsive readings, and that's precious to hear the voices of the people, not just in singing. Singing is good, and we love that. That's part of our worship. But when we read a psalm responsively, the pastor leads and the congregation responds, that's another act of worship. Another thing we do at our church is we read the Apostles' Creed together. This is what we believe. It begins with the worship leader asking, church, what do you believe? And the response is, and I love looking around and seeing people proclaim what they believe. I believe in God the Father Almighty. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. And, you know, it's much more than that if you know the Apostles' mm-hmm. Creed, but just that unity of voice proclaiming belief, it's a wonderful thing.
Just take us further. Describe the feeling. What is this feeling that you're talking about?
That this feeling of hearts united in worship. There is the body, right? If one part of the body suffers, we're all suffering. If there is joy, rejoice with those who rejoice. But as we're doing this in unity, there is this feeling of the church will never perish. I mean, listen to these voices proclaiming that the world all week has been telling us, follow us, you know, grab everything you can. And then we come together as a church and we say, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. And that ongoing work of God in this world, God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, his ongoing work in this world, it takes our eyes off of earth. You know, the Psalms say he's the lifter of our head. That's what he's doing. He's lifting up our head so that we see heaven. And it gets us ready for the week. It gets us ready for the world. We're in the world, but we love the people of the world, and we want them to know this joy that they can have in Christ.
You're listening to Pastor Billy Hopper. He's the pastor of Honolulu Bible Church. Earlier, he shared about the history of the church. He shared about his father, who died just shortly before turning 102. He shared about his father, who in 2020, in COVID year, was doing missions at the age of 101 in the Philippines. He shared with us about worshiping together. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. And if you want to find out more about Honolulu Bible Church and Pastor Billy Hopper and his ministry, go to honolulubiblechurch.org. Again, honolulubiblechurch.org. When we come back from our break, we'll talk a little bit, well, maybe more than a little bit, of how the Lord has helped Pastor Billy during challenging times. I think it's appropriate because these are challenging times, aren't they, that we are going through, that our society is going through, that our nation and our world are going through. I believe the Lord has placed a word in his heart through his life and ministry to share with you. But challenging times, and we'll talk about that and more when we come back. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
We talk about that transformation process, becoming more Christ-like, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into his image, just as from the Lord, the Spirit. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Lani Ka'a and our guest today, Pastor Billy Hopper. Pastor Billy, how has the Lord helped you recently during challenging times?
It's a good question, because it's always his help that gets us through even the not challenging times, right? When we don't even know. But you're right, it has been a challenge. And one of the things that he's been working on me about is contentment. As I read the scriptures and pray, I'm looking at others whose times were just as challenging, if not more challenging, than ours. The Apostle Paul, you know, the great tribulations that he experienced, and yet he says, you know, I've learned to be content, and he continues preaching the word, and he continues building relationships with the people around him and encouraging others. And this is really what God has been showing me as I try to shoulder some of the burdens of others, and pointing them to what Christ is doing and the positive. One of the things that I heard, and I don't know who the quote is from, but it's something that I remember quite often, is a shared grief is half a grief. And a shared joy is a double joy. Hmm. And I just love that, to be able to share our grief, and it spreads the burden out, right? So you can absorb, you can help take some of the burden from others. But when there's joy, you can share that joy with them, and it becomes a double joy.
Is there a verse that you feel has been an anchor for you during some of your toughest moments?
First Samuel 12:24. It's one of those verses that says, okay, look, when you get past all of the complexities of everything that's going on and all of the circumstances that are going on, it says, only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you. That's 1 Samuel 12:24.
When you've said that scripture, when you've meditated on that scripture, especially during challenging times, how has the Lord worked in your heart during those moments?
He reminds me of his goodness. For consider how great things he has done for you. Consider his goodness. And one of the things that we were learning recently on one of our Wednesday night studies was the goodness of God. God is good to all of his creatures. And you look at the birds and, you know, how he provides for them and all of creation. God is good. But God is good especially to those who are his own. And that is a special thing to meditate on, the goodness of God. And there are times when I'd be so worked up that I would slow down and go, consider how great things he has done for you. And so I would make a list. And I would start with simple things like, thank you, God, for the ocean. Thank you, God, for the that my truck is still running. You know, just simple everyday things, but you can start there, and it goes on and on and on. For consider how great things he has done for you. I mean, when you think about having a wife and children and what a blessing that is, and having a ministry that God has put you in. Wow, God, you've chosen me for this. I shouldn't be doing this. But you start to consider all the great things he's done, and you can start with the most basic things. And from there, it multiplies and multiplies and multiplies. And it takes us back to him, knowing the goodness of God.
You have shared, it's like I feel like you dropped pearls of wisdom from the Word as filtered through or lived through your life, Pastor Billy. Mm-hmm. Someone today is facing their challenge and they're taking it in, what you are sharing. Could you lead us, could you lead them, us, in a time of prayer, minister to us, to them, in your prayer? Pastor, could you do that?
Sure.
We've got a couple minutes, please.
Let me pray. Father, what a blessing it is to call you Father. When Jesus taught us to pray, he said, pray Father. And as much as our earthly fathers loved us or didn't love us, we have a Father in heaven who loves us. Thank you for your gentle and kind love toward us. Lord, lift those up who are just caught in a mess, Lord. Lift them up out of that mess. Put a new song in their mouth, Lord, and send them on their way, moving forward in the ways of Christ. And for those who are still confused about who Christ is and what he has done, oh Lord, by the power of your Spirit and through the teaching of your Word on this radio program and others, Lord, lead them to the Savior. Oh Lord God, we thank you for the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit in this world, and that you are continuing to change lives every moment. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Pastor Billy, a parting shot to someone who has is grateful for your prayer, is believing that God will hear and answer a word to that dear brother or sister or friend.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Steadfast. He loves you, cares for you. Come to Him. Come to Him.
Yes. Simple. A simple admonition, but powerful. Come to Him, because He's calling you, dear one. Pastor Billy, thank you so much for sharing your heart, your life,
oh,
your
pleasure.
Ministry with us today. Fitting words from Pastor Billy Hopper, HonoluluBibleChurch.org. Dear friend, God's timing is perfect. And we believe there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, look, we believe this could be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a video presentation set up for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance. Psalm 34, verse 3. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Billy Hopper, HonoluluBibleChurch.org. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Lani Ka'a, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.